Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Josh Lifkoe Show. You can call Josh right now to talk by calling our number at 516-666-9806. That's 516-666-9806. And now, here's the amazing Lifkoe, Josh Lifkoe.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to the Josh Lifkoe Show. This is Josh Lifkoe on rightwingmedia.net. Hey, before we get started, like always, I need to thank everyone at Right Wing Media, Romeo, my producer, and Scott. Also, a huge thank you to Lauren Dusky for the song Rollin'. Now, let's get the ball rolling. Pun intended. And settle up the show. Don't forget, you can call into the show at 516-666-9806. And this is my second time live on Instagram during the show. So, my Instagram is grizzly_224live, so if you want to go check that out, that would be awesome. That is grizzly _2, 4, life. Now, tonight's going to be a kind of a, I wouldn't say a rant, but just some observations I've made, because there's some weird ones out there. Now, let's get started into it with, where are all these actors? Where are they? We had Greta Thunberg, AOC, Antifa, and BLM running everywhere, screaming. And then Joe Biden gets in, and apparently all these issues just disappeared? What is going on with that? Well, so I was thinking about it, okay? Here's why I think they've all disappeared. Well, what's going on? Joe Biden's in. He's losing so much support, and they were all screaming for this stuff that Joe Biden supposedly supported. So that's where I think they all went. It's not worth fighting for anymore because of the failure they've had. It wasn't a huge support. It was a failure because they were, in my personal opinion, they were thinking when they got in, when they started doing all this stuff against Trump, that when Joe Biden would get in, everything would be fine. You know, they would get all this recognition, and they just never got what they thought they were getting. So a lot of them just backed down and said, hey, what's going on? This ain't working. So we're done. And you know, that's what I personally think is the most sense. Why else would they fight for so long for some stuff that doesn't even really work, and then all of a sudden just disappear? They didn't just disappear for no reason. No, they disappeared because it's not working, and people are starting to wake up and be like, hey, we don't like this crap. That's what's going on. People are just done. That's all it is. They're done, and I can't blame them. I just cannot blame them. So, you know, that's my personal, you would think if it was actually a truth, you know, good cause, that they would have, you know, stuck around a lot longer. But they've just disappeared. They just disappeared out of nowhere. Out of literally nothing, they've disappeared. Just, where are they? They're gone. They're gone because it doesn't work anymore. Nothing's working. They're losing out of all this stuff that they thought was gonna, you know, change the world. It's gone. And it's kind of weird how it stops. Or no, you don't hear from them. You don't hear anything about them. And that's reality. That they're not here. Because they actually were. They thought this was gonna be their hallelujah, basically. Their miracle of control. Yeah, we can gain control. Well, they didn't gain control. They've lost so much. Which, think about it, that's kind of what's going to happen when you will honestly just hate you. And I mean absolutely hate you. Now moving on, if you haven't heard a while ago about critical race theory, you know, basically, your race is important, and blah, 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 blah. It's kind of racist, okay? Actually, from what I've heard, kids are still being taught this stuff. And kids are coming home now and saying, hey, we're still being taught this. This is what we're being taught, and it's wrong. It's wrong. We hate it. It's not right. Yeah, you're right. It's not right. And so parents are starting to raise more, you know, trouble because it's not right. That is not right at all. Because it's not. It's never been right to teach that your race is the most important thing. And that's actually a form of racism. Racism is not one color against another color. Well, it's not white against other races. No. Anyone can be racist. And it's when you throw race into everything and make race the most important thing. If you sit there and say, oh, I see race, and you know, race, 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 then you more than likely are a racist. Now, don't get me wrong, there are jokes out there that are messed up, but, you know, they're actually kind of funny. So, it is what it is. Now, but it's the fact of when you take it too seriously. I'm not sure if y'all remember a video from a while ago where two college girls kind of through a fit, basically, over two white guys wearing stuff that they viewed as racist. Well, those girls are actually being punished for racism. It was two black girls against two white guys. They did have a sticker on the computer that said "Black Lives." I mean, not black. I'm sorry, but yeah, they had a sticker that said "Police Lives Matter" with the thin blue line, and the girls started attacking them. Verbally. So, they are finally getting in trouble, and those girls have kind of thrown a tantrum about it. So, that happened. They are upset that they're getting in trouble for the hate that they've done, basically. So, that's a going on. So, I'm happy they're getting in trouble, and the hate and all that needs to stop. Let's be real here, y'all. The hate needs. I don't care what color you are, whatever. We don't need hate. Hate creates the biggest issues in all of society. And I mean all of society. Think about it this way. People say the Roman Empire was so great. It wasn't. Because they focused so much on their individual identity, and they had so much hate in their heart, and their military was spread so thin. That's why they collapsed. Because of all that. So, what's the actual thing going on now? What's been the collapse of great civilizations throughout all of... No! Yes, yes. And it's just what's going on. And if you think it's fine and normal and all, it's not. You can have a civilization last a lot longer than you expect. Not because of problems within the own empire, but no, because of the lack of a general identity. You have so many people here in the U.S. actually hating their own country that's given them so much. They're crying, we hate capitalism, but yet they use capitalism in their everyday life. If they didn't have capitalism, everything that they love wouldn't be there, including, you all know it, we know it, I know it, everyone knows it. We know what coffee is, and they were built off capitalism. But yet you love them so much. So, so much. Sorry. But no, this is what's going on now. And people are just so blind. And it's honestly kind of shouldn't be hating everything that's helped you out. Literally everyone and everything that's helped me in life, I think, formed me into who I am today. It has not formed me into this hateful person who hates everything in this world. No, not everything in this world deserves hate. Not everything in this world is good. Not everything in this world is bad. And we need to understand that. The country was not founded directly for everyone to hate. It was never designed that way. It was designed for us all to get along. People are having a hard time doing that because of lies, division. It's a disease. That's literally what it is. It is a disease created by man, human, to attack other humans. That's all it is, a disease between to kill each other, to create falls and rises, so you have people who get power hungry to stay in power. If you are power hungry and you already have this ability to have a little bit of power, you're going to lose your mind. You are going to abuse that power. That's what goes on. Power hungry people abusing power to stay in power. That's all they want. Why do you think power hungry people have that name? They see power and they just want more and more and more until they can't handle it. And even when they can't handle it anymore, going because they love controlling everything. So I think people need to look at that and be like, yeah, that's not right. So what? You know? But hey, what do I know? Journalist. Just go ahead and move on real quick. Hopefully y'all have noticed what has been done with rightwingmedia.net and really like it, as well as Blog Talk on Blog Talk, rightwingmedia.net. And if you see my Instagram for tonight, hopefully you like the lighting and all that. So hopefully y'all kind of, you know, like the stuff that I'm doing. And if you do like it, please let me know. We are about to pop into break here in a moment. If you want to call in, you can call in at 516-666-9806. That number is still 516-666-9806. Oh, yeah. What you gonna do about it? Sorry. But, you know, society's not doing that well, okay? We are running into some serious problems here in the world. So, without further ado, we're going to go and hop into our commercial break. Hopefully you stick around for after the commercial break and the rest of the show. If you haven't already, you can go on my Instagram, grizzly_22forlife, and give me a follow. And while you're at it, you can stick the lives and all that. After the show, I will be having some special content. So hopefully y'all will enjoy that. And I really hope that y'all do kind of get into the Instagram and start watching and following and all that. And that is grizzly_4, L-I-F-E. That is my Instagram, so go check it out. Hopefully you enjoy the stuff I post, and you'll listen to my shows and pay attention when I go live, because I will be going, while I do my podcast, I will be live on my Instagram as well every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is about 9 Eastern, something like that. I don't know. I'm in Texas, okay? We don't really focus, but I digress from that. Anywho, let's go and hop into this commercial break, and hopefully y'all will stick around for the rest.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
Welcome back to the show. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that quick little commercial break. If you haven't noticed, it was a little bit about military. Apparently, I'm having a hard time speaking right now. Woo! I have huge respect for the military. The ones who join with the right, in the mindset of, I'm doing something good. I have respect. Partly because y'all are putting your lives on the line for this country, which I gotta respect, okay? This country was not built. You put your life on the line for this country. I give props to the heroes who are no longer here with us. Understand that. To everything else going on. But, yeah, so if you haven't noticed, a lot of stuff that's going on kind of, like, disappears when it goes someone's way. COVID, which we've all heard of, obviously, at this point, because it's big news all over the place. It's still going on, and more people are getting sick. So, sir, I do have mad respect for Alex Jones. But here's why I think something's off with COVID, okay? Think about it this way, right? When COVID first came out, what's going on? Now, okay, take all this and understand it's my opinion. There's not facts out to back this right now, but this is my opinion. My personal opinion says that in the beginning of COVID, it wasn't so spread. It was used to get people afraid and to bow down to the government. It was kind of a test. And now we have the Omicron, which, if you haven't noticed, more and more people are getting Omicron. So and the weather has been really, really weird. So the government particled the air to get people, the ones who wore a mask so much, and, you know, have a weaker immune system from wearing it all the time. That was going on. Is the government serious? Could the government actually be releasing this into the air and people are getting sick? There has been proven throughout time and time again in history that the government has done stuff like that. Especially in the plane era, they have released airborne particles to change the weather and to mess with people. With, you know, they've released all sorts of crazy stuff into the air. So is that what's going on right now? Is the government messing with people, releasing this stuff into the air? I personally, it's a huge possibility. It is a huge possibility the government's doing this, because why would they not? It would keep them in power longer. And people would, on top of that fear, they would be like, hey, the government's been right. I need to do this. I need to get the vaccine. I need to wear a mask more so I don't get sick again. That's what could be going on, so they can stay power. And I was talking earlier, their power, you get power hungry. That's what's probably going on. You have these power people, power hungry government, releasing this stuff into the air so that way they can stay in power longer and get you to bow down and do what they want you to do. It's a fear control. They put you in fear to control you. Probably one of the most likely explanations of everything going on right now. If you don't believe the government could be doing this, take a look at history. Take a look at everything our government's done, other countries' governments have done, feeding itself. Because it works. It works when you forget about it. Forget about something, it's going to work again. We've all heard the term, if you fail to learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. But we've all heard of it, and it's true. If you continue to sit there and say, will, because humans have this horrible about doing the same thing over and over again if we don't learn from it. It's literally been proven within our own, within all of humanity. Throughout all of this, we're also a little bit predictable too. Because when we get comfortable, we don't change. We don't grow, which we need to do more. We need to grow and learn. But yet, people don't understand that. So, what's going on that we're not learning? Just lie. They lie to you. They'll lie to you. I've learned this myself. History is written by the winner throughout the whole world, Ruben. Throughout all of history with humans, there's lies. You may be asking yourself that. Well, why would they to make themselves look better? People lie to make themselves look better. Because people don't want to face the reality. Reality is, not all of us are good. No one is 100% good. We all do bad things. Because why? We're not perfect. The sooner we understand that we're not perfect, the better. We're always going to make mistakes. But that's part of you is making. If you make a mistake, you better learn from it. Because if you don't, you're no better than someone who's just all bad, even though they still do good, but you're still no better than them. So, when are we going to learn? I am not sick. I work outside, and the weather has gone from hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. So it's messing with my sinus, so it sucks. But I'm not sick. I know I'm not sick, so there's that. Like I was saying, we all need to understand that we're not perfect, but we don't need to sit there and just let the government feed us everything. Because if you let the government feed you everything, then you're not going to learn truth. You're going to learn what they want you to know, which is part of keeping you complacent. Say, they're not going to sit there and tell you the truth. Because if you knew the truth, you wouldn't listen. You'd be less likely to listen. So it's about lie, trust. Because there's bad people who can make you trust them by lying. It's true. It is 100% true. And it's been proven throughout all of history. So why do... Well, because we've become complacent in our life. We have been complacent with what we've been told. We feel comfortable by it. When you feel comfortable with something, you're not really going to change. That's true. That's reality. So if you're not going to change, then what's the point of learning? Learning is there so you can have the knowledge. True learning is there that way you can actually do something positive in your life. That's reality. Reality. If you don't know the truth, then what's going to be done in history? Nothing. So the quicker we learn that we get liked, the better. That's how you're telling me was right. That's all true. No, it's not all true. It's never been all true. That's reality. You want reality? Understand that every there's lies you learn in school. That's reality. Sad and scary. But that's they don't care about you. They only care about themselves. So. When are we going to learn? We're going to learn when we screw up big time. When everything we love is gone. That's when we're going to learn. Is when everything we love, that's the only time people learn is the hard way. When you learn the hard way, that's when you learn. That's when a lot of people learn. You have people who learn the hard way, and you have people who learn the easy way. Well, I hate to break it to you, but we all learn stuff the hard way. We all learn something what it is. Depends on if it piques your interest. Because if it piques your interest, it's going to be the easy way. It's going to be the hard way. No, there's no one person that's just all hard way. And no one person that learns all. We're both. Every single person. Not even. I've learned stuff the easy way and the hard way. Like, you serious? Yeah. I am. I have learned stuff the easy and hard way. Because I'm not a robot where you can just input stuff And that's how I learned. No. I'm a human. The only difference is I don't just sit there and listen to every single thing I get told because I'm not the person. You can't tell me, you can't be in power and tell me, you need to do this, 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 and this. Well, you don't know me. You don't. So, you know me. And you have no real big input in my life. Then why doesn't Noah person? And yet they're trying to tell us medical things to impact your own personal. They are telling you to wear a mask. And we all need to get this back. But personal health. They don't even say consult with the doctor. They just say, get it. And no one, a lot of people haven't. Why are you telling me this? You don't know me. My personal doctor knows my health. You don't know. Why are, because they've become complacent with just listening to what they're told by someone in power. That's what schools do. Schools are like a factory. They produce the same product. They try to. And train you to listen to someone in power. A teacher, a principal, doctor who holds a little bit of power. And you know what the scariest part is? The government really doesn't have power over us. We've mentally given them power. We have mentally sit there and said, yeah, you have power. You have all the power. Now, I'm not saying we don't need a government. We need a government. But we don't need them to have this much power. And we don't need them to have this much control over our personal life. That's how we don't need that. That is a way for us to be controlled. Blindly follow someone in power. And it's absolutely insane. We've been taught this stuff. And yet, sit there and say, what? Why? Why would I blindly follow you? Why haven't we done that? Because the schools do that. So that way we blindly listen to the government. Public schools are not ran by the schools. The schools, and if they don't teach it, they get in trouble for not teaching what they were told to teach. Money from what I know, teach a little differently. Public. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the public school. I'm just saying it's messed up how much control we've given the government and how much the government sat there and said, I will take it all the way. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. That's what they're doing. Come on. We need to understand this sooner because it's only getting worse. We've gotten so that the government keeps telling us what we need to do that affects our own personal life. Our own personal health. Because we gave them that power. We mentally gave them that power. And we didn't question what we were taught in school. That's the truth. But you don't question it. That it tells you so long. That you don't even think about it. You learn it.
Learn it.
And you don't question it. If you don't question it, then it's not learning. Part of learning is actually questioning what we get told. How true learning has been. It's not a, you get told, it's true. No. What do you think Albert Einstein did? He got told stuff and he questioned. Through education, questioning and figuring out yourself from what you've been told. That's how it is. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into another commercial break. So hopefully y'all do stick around. This one's a little bit longer than the last one. But hey, please stick around if you want to call in. You can at 516-666-9806. Also, I am live on my Instagram, Grizzly_22FordLife, which every show we have on rightwingmedia.net. So, on my personal Instagram. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and hop into the quick commercial break, and I hope that y'all do stick around.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you won't find PTSD by looking at a thermometer. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a bandage. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place and instead of what you came for, you found a phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. For help with drug use, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/knowtherisks.
What can I possibly do to make this stressful time a little better? Here's one thing I found. It's a small thing, a simple thing, a remarkable thing. Smile. You can share a smile from more than 6 feet apart. You can share it socially with the whole world. In fact, right now, I'm smiling at you. And I hope you're smiling back, because smiling is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Welcome back to the show. If you have been listening, awesome. I love the show. If you want to call in, the number is 516-666-9806. Also, I am live on Instagram, Grizzly_224Life, which you can also then see what I am wearing. So, can be taught, which is actually kind of cool. Then afterwards, I will be having special content where you can only get it on my Instagram, which costs not a follow. You don't even have to send a request to follow me. You just gotta follow me. What's better? It's free. And on rightwingmedia.net, if you're driving and don't want to watch, you can just plus commercial breaks. But that's up to you. That's the best part. And on rightwingmedia.net, we got other shows from more than just me. Juliet and, well, Scott and Romeo. So, y'all stay tuned for those, because those are coming up within tomorrow, on the 18th. And I believe the 19th as well. So, y'all can go check those out as well. And on my Instagram, you can go ahead and hop on here and watch me and interact with me. You can legitimately react. You can hop on. We can have a conversation. You can comment. We can talk. Now, back to what I was saying earlier. Part of the life we live, and you continue to believe it. Part of insanity, the definition of taking the same action, repeating it, and expecting a different result. We kind of live in insanity. Because people, we hear about the problems that have faced history throughout all of time, and yet still, yet it's from countries. Because we see as countries not going to happen to us. Because it also happened to that. That's not how it works. Anything can happen anywhere you go. And that's reality. We get told stuff and we get comfortable being told. We get comfortable with believing it's not going to happen to us. It's not going to happen where we live. Because we're an advanced society. Just because you're an advanced society doesn't... There are highly... Throughout all of history, most advanced societies have fallen being comfortable with the same thing over and over and over and over. That's reality. And reality, part of reality, not falling. And I literally mean the same things over and over again. Because humans do that stuff. When we get comfortable, we don't change. We don't change. Because we're comfortable with what's going on. So I challenge you all to change. Don't sit there and do the same thing over and over and over and over. If you are a scammer, change it up. If you're a troll, change it up. Don't repeat troll. What are you doing? We are about to end the show here on rightwingmedia.net for the night. If you want, you can go check me out on my Instagram, grizzly_224life. That is GRIZZLY. The number four, LIFE. Also, don't forget, my show is every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard at Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern ET time. Okay? ET. That's when my show is. Your rights do matter to me, so I hope y'all understand that every right matters to me because it's true. Your right does matter. So, there's always that. Now, it was great coming back on here, y'all. I hope to see y'all next Monday. And if you want, you can join my Instagram. Free to follow, free to join. You don't have to. Further ado, y'all stay aware. Share the show. Stand for your rights. Don't forget, every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time is the Josh Lifto Show. Y'all have a great night. And remember, right, only on the Josh. Y'all have a great night, y'all.